All right, listeners, welcome to our exciting episode where we're diving into the fascinating world of SLED government contracting. That's state, local, and education contracts for those who might be unfamiliar. These often fly under the radar, but they present a treasure trove of opportunities for businesses, especially small and medium-sized enterprises. Imagine it like a giant octopus-like web of contracts sprawling across various levels of government. Each arm, sector, sports its own unique rules and opportunities.
Wow, that sounds, like a lot to take in. So you're saying that each government level has its own specific rules? How does that even work? Like, is it all just chaotic or?
Exactly. Think of it this way. Federal contracting is like a standardized test that everyone has to take. It's huge, uniform, with a single set of rules for the entire country. But SLED contracting? Well, it's more like each state, city, and school district is creating its own flavor of ice cream. Some places might want educational supplies, while others might focus on IT services or infrastructure upgrades.
So, like, can you give me an example of what kind of actual projects or contracts we're talking about here? Like, what's the weirdest flavor of ice cream, project?
Absolutely. Picture a quaint small town that needs to revamp its public school facilities. They might put out a contract for renovations, but the requirements and the bidding process could be worlds apart from a university seeking advanced research software. Each has its unique flavor of ice cream, as I mentioned. And here's the kicker. They don't always have the same level of competition. Smaller towns often see fewer bidders than federal contracts, making it a golden opportunity for local players.
Oh, okay. So basically, there's a chance for local businesses to really shine. But what do you mean by competition being less intense? Like, are they acting like they're just chilling in the sun while the others are in a derby?
Great question. Imagine this. In many small towns or rural areas, there's just less outreach and fewer firms to compete for contracts. Picture a small construction company in a town that happens to be the only eligible contractor bidding on a local library renovation. Now contrast that with federal contracting, where you might see dozens, even hundreds of companies competing for the same pot of gold.
Got it. So there's definitely an advantage to local businesses there. But what about challenges? I mean, every silver lining has to have a cloud, right? Like, what's the dark side of this?
Exactly. You've hit the nail on the head. Major challenges include navigating a maze of regulations that change from one locale to another. It's like having an invitation to a different party every weekend, each with its own complicated rules. It can certainly be overwhelming. Then there's the administrative burden. Managing multiple contracts can feel like juggling flaming torches.
I can see how that would be tricky. So, like, how do businesses effectively manage all of that? Do they get special training or something? Like, how to juggle those torches?
Ah, great follow-up. Best practices are absolutely essential here. First off, conducting thorough research is critical. You need to know the local regulations as if you're navigating a maze blindfolded. Then, crafting strong proposals that resonate with the agency's needs is a must. And here's something I can't stress enough. Building personal relationships is pivotal, just like how you wouldn't want to show up to a family reunion without knowing your aunt's favorite dish. Similarly, you should know the local stakeholders and what they care about.
Wow, building relationships? So it's kind of like, planting seeds for future projects? Like, you're not just there for today, but, cultivating something bigger.
Exactly. You're in it for the long haul, growing your presence in the community and being recognized as a go-to resource. Also, leveraging technology can assist in managing compliance and streamlining processes. Think of it as having a GPS that guides you through that tricky maze.
I like that analogy. So it sounds super beneficial, but also super complex. Do you think that makes it harder for newcomers to break in? Like, do they need special glasses or something to see through the complexity?
Oh, definitely. Newcomers face quite a steep learning curve. it's vital to embrace a mindset of curiosity. Just like you wouldn't dive into a swimming pool without checking the water temperature first, new entrants should dip their toes in by attending local community events, learning from existing contractors, and soaking up every available piece of information.
I love that. So, in a way, they have to, earn their stripes before they start taking on big projects? Like a rite of passage or something?
100%! It's all about establishing credibility. It's not just about winning contracts, but making a positive impact in the community. The more connected you are, the more likely you are to succeed. And let me remind you, it's a marathon and not a sprint.
That's such a valuable perspective. So it sounds like there's a lot to gain, but a lot to learn too. Thanks for breaking all that down. Honestly, my mind is bursting with ideas right now.